Good morning and a very happy Easter to you. We're all different, aren't we? We see the world differently. We have different tastes. So, for example, some of us really like cream-filled eggs, whereas others of you might prefer a more traditional, hollow, but high-quality Easter egg. Which are you? Cream egg or hollow? Or, of course, some people, their favourite thing is broccoli. And likewise, as it's Easter Sunday, I'll be having a glass of wine. But some people, they prefer apple juice. And still others, pure lemon juice. So what would be your favourite thing on Easter Sunday? If you're with others at the moment, perhaps you could tell them, what's your favourite thing about Easter Day? And if you're watching this by yourself today, just have a think. What makes Easter special to you? And for me, one of the things is definitely singing this amazing hymn, Thine Be the Glory. So share your thoughts. So we're very different, and that means when we encounter God, we also see things differently. In our gospel reading today from John, we have three different people who become convinced that Jesus rose from the dead. The three people are Peter, John, and Mary, which, if you're of a certain age, sounds a bit like a 60s folk group. But we could lump them together in our minds and say, well, they were the first to believe. They're all the same, really. But they're not. They're like us. They were very different sort of people. It's been said that the world can be divided up into three different kinds of people. Those who are really good at basic maths and those who aren't. So John is the first person we meet. John is the nervous sprinter. He rushes to the tomb first. He's a slightly younger man than Peter, and he's clearly fitter. He bends down to look into the tomb, and he sees the grave clothes. But he's not going to go in. He's going to wait for Peter. He gets there, and we later read that he was the first to believe, and he was there first, but he wouldn't go in because he's oddly insecure. He's not a natural risk taker. Perhaps today you feel you're a bit like John. Swift of foot, maybe swift of thought, but a little over anxious at times. Now, in contrast, Peter is so different. He's confident, he's passionate. He's a little obtuse at times. He gets there slower, but he never hesitates. He just walks straight into the open tomb. And he's a sensory sort of person. He notices every detail. He's the one who spots the linen wrappings and then the cloth that had been on Jesus' head separately. And what's going on there? Well, imagine you sleep with pyjamas and a nightcap, as indeed I do. And if your body was suddenly whisked away, your gym jams would just collapse. They'd be lying flat. But your nightcap, well, that would be that distance away from it. And Peter noticed this about the grave clothes. The wound-up bandages of the shroud were there, and then the separate cloth covering the head of Jesus was somewhere else. And if you were stealing a dead body, I'm not saying you'd want to do this, but especially after the crucifixion, the last thing you would want to do is to undress it. So Peter sees these rolled up grave clothes and the separate cloth by the head, and he's thinking, hang on, this is strange. Are you like Peter? Slow and steady, but taking it all in and then thinking through what's going on, what makes sense. And finally, Mary. Well, she's different again because she so loved Jesus. She was the last to be with him as he died, and she's the first to go to the tomb. She's obviously very tearful. Life has dealt her such a cruel blow. The one person who finally understood her has gone from her life, and she's heartbroken. She simply comes to the grave to grieve, to mourn, to cry, and to try and process, to think through what has happened and what is she going to do now. And then to her horror, she finds the tomb is empty, and she runs to get Peter and John, but they don't stick around very long. They're no real help or comfort to her. Maybe you're more like Mary. Perhaps today you feel completely alone and wondering what on earth God might be doing. Mary, John, Peter. And though they were such different kinds of people, they were all changed forever because of the resurrection of Jesus. And it reminded me that last year in our hedge, we had birds nested, and it was such a beautiful thing to be able to see. But later on in the year, I found the nest was empty. There were no eggs in it. What does that mean, to find an empty nest? Well, it's a sign that somewhere else there is new life that has started. There was an egg, but this nest is now no longer needed because there's a new bird. And the empty tomb with the empty grave clothes, well, Jesus no longer needs them. There's a brand new life in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And so faith in Jesus is unique for all of us. And like the first disciples, we are very different. But we have this in common. We are those who've looked into an empty tomb and somehow found new life. And that's why the tomb of Jesus is the only one in the world where people visit even to this day, because no one is in it, no one's there. And we can say, like Mary, with surprise and awe and joy, I have seen the Lord. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.